This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you know what's so annoying right now? People will say, what is your name? Like, I don't know. Do you want it today? Do you want it in 2 weeks? Do you want it in 5 weeks? Quit asking me that.
What is your name?
I don't know.
Is it changing again?
I'm waiting. No, I'm just trying to wait to do all the things at one time. I'm trying to wait. My driver's license expires in April.
You honestly don't know what your legal name is at the moment?
No, I do, but like there's things that need to be done, and I don't want to have to do them twice. So I've got to have my passport updated. My driver's license has to be redone because it expires, which I think means do you have to go take that test? Do I have to sit with somebody?
If you allow it to expire, I believe for more than 30 days, you do have to retake the driving test.
Actually, not accurate. I just had this happen.
Really?
You're kind of onto it. I didn't realize until I had gone into the bank to pay my mortgage one time.
They said, hello, Mr. Parks.
And they did. Mr. Parks, can I help you? Oh, no, let me help Scott. And I gave them my bank card, and I always give them my driver's license so that, because my address is on my driver's license, they know that's the house. You know, there's no confusion. And this nice young man, Jimmy, at the bank.
Jimmy.
By the way, has a voice that belongs on radio, this guy does. I don't know why he never got into radio.
You should tell him that.
No, I'm trying to keep what I've got.
Well, he sees you coming
but
in.
But so. Anyway, he says, hey, your license is expired and has been expired for 2 months.
How did you not know your driver's license was expired?
When does yours expire?
I know that it's April because I looked down one day and I went, oh, here it goes.
Well, it expires on your birthday.
Yeah. On my birthday. It's coming up.
I just didn't. I remember it had not been that many years ago that I had
10 years, right?
That's a passport. A passport is 10 years if you're over the age of 18, 5 years if you're under the age of 18.
I believe driver's license is 5.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up making an appointment because I, like you, Sam, was under the impression that anything over 30 days, I got to go take the test, you know, read the book, blah, blah, blah. So I go down to, by the way, the one in Olathe. The one in Olathe or Overland Park, it's Overland Park, down by 119th Street. There's nobody there.
So that's a secret.
Well, I don't have to go back for another 5 years, so I don't care. But anyway, I was 2 months expired, and I did not have to take the test, the written or the driving.
Well, I'm not going to allow that because I'm not a ne'er-do-well, and I do not want to be driving around with an expired license.
And you like to get pulled over.
I don't get pulled over.
6 months is the threshold.
It's been
6 months?
Quite a while since I've been pulled
kidding.
Over.
I was kidding. I was kidding. The look you just gave me.
Quite a while.
If Luke could kill, you'd be dead, bro.
The whole point is I don't want to have to like go in and do all these things twice.
Do you have a good picture?
Yeah. I don't know. Does anyone ever really take a good driver's license photo?
Does anybody ever tell the truth about their weight?
Of my 4 children, this is a true story.
I tell the truth about my weight. I'm 185.
I will tell the truth. Like if you're gonna be riding on something where your safety depends on everyone telling the truth, I will tell the truth. Anyway, of my four children that went in to get passports taken, the photos, three of the children were allowed to smile. For whatever reason, I don't know why. They were allowed to smile, which you're not supposed to do. One of the children was told, no, 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 don't smile. Mm-hmm. Because that's accurate. Like, you're not supposed to smile in your passport. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But three of the four got away with smiling. Then we have one that looks like an escaped convict out of Lansing.
Kind of like my funniest thing. My work picture over there.
Yes. The other three kids are like, eh. And she literally looks like a woman on the run, wanted by U.S. Marshals.
Oh, you remember Maya's passport photograph.
Why don't they want you to smile?
That I'll never know.
Easier for facial recognition to pick up your face.
Yeah, because
you don't walk around with a smile all the time.
Yeah, when you go to customs and passport control,
you're generally not smiling.
Yeah, you're. I don't know why this is, and this is the truth. Mostly, I only go to Mexico, but you know, I was in London the other year, and everything. I have done nothing wrong. I am carrying no contraband. I am stone cold sober, and when I get up to that passport lady, there's just something about being there and handing
them your passport
where I start to get nervous. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to jail.
I know.
But I've done nothing. And maybe that's why they don't want you smiling in your passport photo, because nobody smiles when they're getting, you know, how long are you here?
Right.
Vacation or business? Do you have $10,000 in cash on you? No.
Do you have any food?
Dan, you look mad. You okay?
Looks like you're taking a passport photo.
No, I was just furrowing my brow as I was looking to
furling?
Find...
Were we furling?
Furrowing.
Furrowing.
My brow was furrowed.
No, your brow is...
You want to do this?
Well, it...
You don't furlough. That's when you get to go home from jail.
I know
while.
It! I said you furl your brow. Unfurl.
I believe Dan is correct.
I was not curling my brow.
What is the word, Dan?
Dan is correct.
Furrow. F-U-R-R-O-W.
That's farrow. I-N-G. It's a rice grain product, which I love. Oh, you unfurl your brow.
To furrow is to
your flag.
To furrow, often in reference to a forehead or face, is to mark with lines or wrinkles. F-U-R-R-O-W. As we inquire on this quest of trying to find the true word to describe this, we are furrowed.
Furrowed.
You can unfurl your brow by relaxing the facial muscles that cause it to create a furrow.
So I was looking up how long the driver's license lasts in Kansas, and it's 6 years from what I understand. Unless you're over the age of 65, then it's 4, Scott.
Wait, when you're older, they make you go in earlier?
That is true.
Why?
Well, the decay of the body.
Check up on you.
Make over 65, really? I would have guessed it was like 80 or something.
Probably because, I'm not making fun of them, but as you get older, your driving skills...
Your reflexes?
...seem to deteriorate.
You also have to pass the eye test.
Yeah, I had to pass an eye test when I went down there.
So did I. Read the seventh line.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
I hate to go into full-on DNP MD again, but I think we should, and here's why. Something has happened with my eyesight over the last year. It has gotten, it went from sort of bad to now I'm one of those people going, should I be driving at night?
You know what you need?
No, when it's raining.
It's GA going slower.
No, I'm telling you, at night when it's raining, am I the only one that thinks they need to stripe those lanes a little bit?
That was my grievance on Friday.
I know it.
I've said that for years, even when I was younger. They need better paint.
We can put a man on the moon, but we can't create glow-in-the-dark paint to use on highways.
Well, glow-in-the-dark wouldn't matter because the water on that paint would drown out the glow-in-the-dark nature of it.
I used to make fun of people who didn't want to drive at night. My parents, I'm like, oh, God, they've reached that age. They're not driving at night. You need a clapper?
And the reason...
You know, I mean, that's like you're getting up there when you don't drive at night. And then the other night I said... God, I'm having trouble seeing.
Yep.
And the reason we don't have the reflective pucks on those lines.
What are they called down in Texas?
The Texas. is because we have snow plows.
Yeah. And then those.
And I understand that. They'll get scraped off, but you could still.
Oh, it's worse than that, Dan. It's worse than that, Dan. They scrape them off, and then it's not funny. They go flying up in the air, and they are a projectile that will go through your windshield
like
and
pucks.
Kill you. Yes.
Last Thursday night, I think it was Thursday night when we had the rain. It was pretty heavy. I drove home. I told you this on Friday during Festivus. The only way I got home, because I could not see the stripes in the road, I just would get behind the car in the middle, and I just followed them.
What if they're lost?
Dana, I know where I'm going. I'm going home.
I never know where I'm going. I'm in trouble if I'm following someone that doesn't know where they're going.
Well, she's got geographic atrophy.
Thank you.
It's
we've discussed
slower.
This.
Well, we've known that about her geography for a while.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you this the other day. I swear to you, at the Win for KC thing with Caitlin Clark, not name dropping, but there we go. I could not find my car in a parking garage with a map on my phone showing me where the turtle was.
Oh, my God.
I was the turtle, I think, and the car was the blue beacon. But I think it was the other way. I think I was the blue beacon and the car was the turtle. And so I walked around an entire city block by Cosentino's.
Chasing yourself?
Chasing the dot. I was the dot.
Oh, my.
I swear to you. Did you not notice I was late yesterday and I was in a bad mood? I couldn't find my car.
We actually thought you came in early because we thought you were going to fly in right, because you had texted me and said, coming in hot, going to the Win luncheon.
I will look up Life 360, and I swear to you, it looks like a three-year-old's Etch-a-Sketch, because I was all over. I was just roaming around in circles downtown looking for that car.
Now that's geographic atrophy.
Thank you.
You guys all sound like boomer adjacents.
You need to go to your doctor and ask for some Iver. Zay.
I survey.
Whatever.
Get GA going slower.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.